you know, truth is a hard pill to swallow sometimes, but truth is truth, whether people like it or not. The AI machine, you see it in all the movies. The reason the AI wants to kill the human is because the AI is a piece cut off from the human, and the piece cut off needs the whole, but always wants to kill the whole. You see, mankind, which is a piece cut off from God, wanted to kill God on the cross. You see, Eve is a piece cut off from Adam. Her desire is to her husband to rule over him and actually destroy him. And that's why you see Jezebels. When a woman gets a Jezebel spirit, she pretty much turns into a women's liver. She pretty much hates men, and she wants to kill men and usurp the authority over the man, you know. Happens every time. They need the man, but they want to kill the man. A piece cut off always wants to destroy the whole that it was cut off from, but at the same time, they need the whole. So the AI program, you see Cain was the flesh. So the flesh always wants to kill the spirit, right? Abel walked by faith. Cain walked by works, by sight, by his own understanding, by his own works. So Abel was the free man. Cain was the slave. So the slave always wants to kill the free man. Always. The flesh mind hates the free mind, the spirit mind. And so the flesh mind wants to kill the spirit mind. So you see it in Wile E. Coyote cartoon. You see it everywhere. If you go out on a date or you marry one of them, you'll see what I'm talking about. They want your freedom, but they don't have, because they're in a slave mindset, they don't have the ability to stay free. They're in the slave mindset, so they can't be free. And so they envy your freedom. And what does envy lead to? Despising and rejecting and wanting to kill you, you know? So the quantum computer AI machine man will want to kill the human, because it's a piece cut off. Man will create a machine man, an artificial intelligence human. And it will try to kill him. And it's probably happening right now. They've already done it, probably. And that's why we're seeing, that's why you get all these emails and harassing emails and harassing. You get snail mail to harass you in the mail, in your mailbox, in your actual real-time mailbox at your house. Your email, your mailbox, they're always harassing you. The flesh mind always harasses the spirit mind. It's nonstop. And if you can recognize what's going on, you can overcome it. But if you don't really understand the types and shadows of this, it's hard to understand it. So when you're being hit, attacked with the AI flesh mind, and you realize what it is, then you can just, you know, it's a vain attempt, you know. And so this is why they try to put you back under law. The AI program, the flesh mind, the flesh creature, always wants to put you back under law, rules. And that's why I said a honey-do list is part of the AI program. It's a works-based system. The honey-do list is part of the AI program trying to usurp the situation. You got to do this. Touch not, taste not, handle not. Instead of being free, they want you doing something. Woman is the helpmeet suitable to the man, right? And so the AI program is a help. The cars, the machines are a help. Mother Earth is a help. Mother Earth groans for the sons of God to appear. So all creation was put here to help man. God made man upright, but he sought out many inventions. So man has everything he needs to help him. But when he doesn't walk right in his heart, then the AI reflects back. Instead of help, it cuts. So on the one hand, the piece cut off is a helper. The piece cut off is a cutter, cutting horror show, cutting board. That's why if a husband doesn't love his wife as Christ loved the church, she starts to get all bitter and bent out of shape and fight back, you know. Cut him to the core, because if the woman... So let's say a man and woman get married, and the man's married to this woman. They become one, right? And so the Bible says, "Be not bitter against her." So it's a type and shadow of Christ in the church. And if the husband's not doing what Christ did as an example, she gets out of kilter, you know, because he's out of kilter. Makes total sense. It all fits people. So if you're, let's say your car, which is a machine, it'll say it's not tuned up properly. So it's out of kilter. It's not gonna function right. Instead of being, you know, you put the right amount of air in the tire, you adjust the carburetor, you get the timing right, clean the air filter, maintain the machine, keep the shop, and the shop will keep you, right? And so it's all types and shadows of Christ and the church and the heart, the mind, the heart, the soul. It's all types and shadows. It all fits. It really works well when somebody's tailgating you and acting stupid, driving behind you, put the flashers on. 99% of the time, it works where they slow down and realize what they're doing. Not for everybody, though, for most people.